This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with David Haley, the CEO and founder of Countify, formerly Countalytics, an image analysis and data analytics company that focuses on helping hospitals, airlines, and universities manage inventory processes more efficiently. And David, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I thought my intro would sound a little bit cooler, but it is true. It is what I do. So I'm very glad to be here.
Well, I think it's cool enough, and I really do appreciate your time today. So for starters, tell us about yourself and your expertise in this industry. Let's start there.
No problem at all. So a little bit about myself. I'm originally from North Carolina, born and raised there, went to NC State undergrad. Got out of school and went to the accounting world. And so I worked at EY, the accounting firm, for about 8 years. And I left there and I went to Delta Airlines and worked in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where we're headquartered now. And I've worked at Delta for about eight, nine years as well. And when I realized, as in the audit field, you know, you get a true understanding of how companies work, right? Get an understanding of how the balance sheet works, how the income statement works. And so I always realized through my times at EY and at Delta that inventory was always an issue, right? It's always an issue. It's always a pain point. And everybody knows that counting inventory sucks, right? So what we tried to do, what I tried to do when I started Countify, was come up with an easier process of counting inventory, you know, manually count. I've spent numerous of times and days in warehouses or even in hospitals, airline kitchen facilities, you know, counting stuff manually. And I said, there has to be a better way. And that is actually what caused me to leave Delta and work on Countify full time.
Just the highlighted version alone tells us that you have plenty of expertise in the industry. Now, tell us, you're with Countify. So what's the story behind Countify? I'm sure listeners would like to hear a little information on that.
Yeah, so the story really is, as I said, I was at Delta Airlines, and I realized not only at Delta, but industry-wide in the airline industry, you know, large airlines can spend $300, $400, even half $1 billion for onboard inventory. You know, that's the food, beer, liquor, wine that you enjoy while you're on the plane. And so what I also realized is that counting and managing this inventory is, like I said, always a pain. And so I said there has to be an easier way. So what we did is I built a team and we developed a platform that allows our clients to take a picture either with a mobile app or one of our easy to install cameras, and we count these items automatically. So we'll take a picture of those items, and instead of somebody manual accounting, they will receive that image on our servers, and our software will count the items automatically. And then we will return an easy-to-use report that shows the items that were counted. And so once we developed the software for the airline industry, we realized like it doesn't matter what industry we use or what industry we can help. And so our software, you know, if we can take a picture of something, then we can count it. And so that is how we kind of stumbled into the healthcare industry. We were talking to a friend of mine who's in the healthcare industry, and he was just simply talking about how hard and how, you know, difficult at times taking inventory is, right? You think about any hospital, there's a ton of inventory, whether very inexpensive. Now, you know, everyone has masks, you know, shoes, all kind of stuff, even to, you know, very expensive devices that use for surgery. And so I thought to myself, I'm sure there's a way that we can do this. So we entered an agreement with Duke Hospital, actually one of Duke Hospitals in Raleigh, to set up one of our cameras and help them count some medical devices in their storage rooms. And so that's, in a sense, how we stumbled almost into the healthcare industry. So I want to say I'm an expert in the healthcare industry, but I'm not. We are very good at, you know, taking pictures and analyzing those pictures. and turning those pictures into data. And so we are just getting and just learning more about the healthcare industry and all the uses that our software can do.
Now, why is efficiency needed in the healthcare industry, and what does Countify do to make sure that's being taken care of?
Yeah, so you think most, you know, from the in the hospital environment itself, you know, usually hospitals are very, very good at taking sick people and making them well, right? That's what they do well. That is what people go to the hospital to do, right? A lot of times, other things are not in their necessarily wheelhouse, or they rather spend time on sick people, you know. And what we've seen is, you know, managing that inventory can be a very difficult process. And so instead of throwing people at it, you know, we throw software at it. We throw technology at those issues. So you talk about efficiency. How can we be more efficient? You know, instead of someone going into a storeroom or a stock room, constantly counting certain things to make sure they are available for the nurses, the doctors, the surgeons, you know, that person could be doing something else, right? That person could be more what they, instead of manually counting, they could be, you know, adding efficiency to another process. And so what we've seen is, you know, our software, our process can, you know, remove hours and hours of manual time and give that time back to the hospital, right? And so that person doesn't have to manually count. They can use our platform and just overall helping them be more efficient, saving in time, saving in money and labor costs as well. So overall, just trying to make the process more efficient by adding technology.
Certainly makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure you're already making a great impact in the space as well. Today we're speaking with Mr. David Haley, the CEO and founder of Countify, formerly Countalytics, an image analysis and data analytics company that focuses on helping hospitals, airlines, and universities manage inventory processes more efficiently. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, who specifically are you helping in the industry, and in what ways are you helpful to them?
Oh, no problem at all. So, like I said, we started off in the airline industry, and once we realized that our platform or our software is really industry agnostic, I talked to one of my colleagues, and we stumbled on Duke University, one of Duke hospitals in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so what we do for them, our kind of phase one is we install one of our cameras in their storerooms, and we take pictures of their devices, right? And so these devices can, you know, be a myriad of items, whether very inexpensive or very expensive. Obviously, most people care about the most expensive ones. And so we can add efficiency, really, so as our camera will take pictures multiple times a day. And what it does, it allows us to understand the usage, right? When an item is removed from the room, and when an item is put back. So, for example, say I need device 1, 2, 3, and I might have device 1, 2, 3. I might have 10 of them in my storeroom. If we mirror our data and, you know, work with supply chain, if they realize, hey, I'm only using one of these every 6 months, so there's really no need to have 10 of those in stock. So we allow them to reduce their inventory levels and thereby saving money and being more efficient, right? So I see I only need one every 6 months, so why do I have 10 in stock? I can reduce that inventory and use that and apply those expenses to something else. So as I said, one of Duke hospitals in Raleigh is what we're doing. Another phase that we are working on is understanding where surgical carts and surgical trays are around the hospital. So this isn't really a computer vision picture process, but it is a geo-tracking. So we have trackers that we can put on these surgical trays, surgical carts that go throughout the hospital to prepare that hold the instruments for the surgeon to perform the surgery. It's been times where, you know, hospitals are constantly growing, are very large, and so sometimes you need to know specifically where these carts and trays are. And we have a platform for that as well. I know that was a long answer, but those are the two processes that we're working through in the hospital area now.
Yeah, fantastic information. That certainly helps us understand better the process and how it works. Now, if you don't mind, share with us cases of Countify in the healthcare industry. That would be great.
Yeah, so we see that our use case is anywhere that someone is manually counting, right? If you have processes that you're manually counting devices or medical instruments, then our platform can help. As I said, we install cameras, or we have a mobile app that can take pictures of these items. And instead of counting, you know, it might take 5 to 10 minutes to count a specific item, or it might take hours upon hours. You know, we've looked when talked to hospitals that there's some people that all their job is, their entire job every day is counting inventory, right? And so we can apply the Countify platform to reduce time and increase accuracy as well. Because, you know, whenever you have humans involved, there is some aspect of human error. And so our process will increase the accuracy and reduce the time that it takes to count these items. So you say, what processes can Countify be applied to? It's really anywhere you're doing manual counting or you want to improve your overall counting efficiency.
Another question for you, Mr. Haley. Talk about data analytics and the type of information that you can draw.
Yeah, so the example I mentioned earlier is one that we see often, is how can we better forecast, right? So how can we make sure that the money we spend on these assets or this inventory is based on actual data, right? So our data analytics platform gives you the data to do that. And the example I used earlier is where we see that, hey, if we take a picture and we understand what your inventory levels are every day for the last 6 months, once we understand what those levels are, and when you start going into your forecasting process, you can look and say, hey, I need widget, like I said, 1, 2, 3. And if I see that I haven't used widget 1, 2, 3 in 6 months, then I can make better decisions and say, hey, I probably don't need to order as many because our usage is so low. So that's the type of data that we give to our clients to say, hey, it's much better if you have the data to make those decisions than making those decisions blindly, right? Because you know that if you talk to different employees, they're all going to give you potentially a different answer to how many items you potentially need. But we give you the data to make better educated decisions when it comes to forecasting, and with the goal to reduce expenses and save money.
A lot of good reasons. Good stuff right there. Thanks for that. Now, how long is the process from beginning to end?
Yeah, so we try to have a very simple process. We don't try to come in and change behavior. As I said, our cameras, install cameras in storerooms or in surgical equipment areas, are installed. It might take us a day or so to install it once the hospital decides on what type of inventory they would like to monitor. And then we work together to understand the output and say what kind of dashboard. So we have dashboards that we use to show very easily what the outcome of our imaging technology has. And so the process is usually very short. We can have it up and running in several days.
Well, Mr. Haley, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Countify, and it certainly is clear how you are making an impact in the healthcare industry and cutting costs, being more efficient, and really do appreciate all the insight and information shared so far. Last question for you, what financial considerations should be taken into account in utilizing Countify?
Yeah, so our platform is meant to be very cost efficient and in a sense pay for itself in a matter of months, right? So one financial consideration is how much am I spending on inventory, right? How much am I spending on assets? And is this number correct, right? Did I make that spending decision based on data or just based on what we spent last year? So our overall goal is to make you or give you enough data to when you make those financial decisions on what you spend, then those financial decisions are based on actual data. And we're here to be a partner with hospitals and healthcare organizations to make sure they have enough data to do that. And that's our overall goal. Like we are, our goal is to be in service of our customer because if we don't usually come in and say, here's what we have, you have to use it. we make sure that our process and our platform fits into your current processes. And so the financial decisions you have to make are based on actual data, and it's an easy to implement platform with Countify.
Well, you've certainly covered the bases very well and informed us well in all regards. Tell us, where can listeners get all the details online on Countify?
Yep, the best place is on our website. It's countify.com. That's www.countify.com. And we also are pretty active on LinkedIn as well. But our website is probably the best place to get in touch with us.
Well, that certainly works, and we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Mr. Haley, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, eHealth Radio. I appreciate the opportunity.
It certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. David Haley, the CEO and founder of Countify, formerly Countalytics, an image analysis and data analytics company that focuses on helping hospitals, airlines, and universities manage inventory processes to be more efficient. And for all the details, visit Countify.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.